NASDAQ adding 201. This is SRN News.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now, you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our March 31-day sales event, you can save $377 off every window and $777 off every door when you buy four or more units. Just text FRONT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text FRONT to 200-300 to save $377 off every window and $777 off every door when you buy four or more units. Hurry, this incredible 31-day sales offer is only in March. Text FRONT to 200-300. Text the word FRONT to 200-300. FRONT to 200-300.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Good news. Temperatures are starting to moderate, and even the nights are not going to be quite as cold. Partly cloudy tonight with the overnight low temperature in the mid-40s. I've got us around 45. Tomorrow high in the low to mid-70s, a sun and cloud mix. Then scattered showers returning to the forecast Thursday night and then through Friday. But the good news is we'll be dry this weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CB&S Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's play a game of who am I. Listen very carefully to the clues. I was born in one country, but raised in another country. My father was born in yet another country. I was not his only child. He fathered several children with numerous women. I became very close to my mother, as my father showed no interest in me. My mother died at an early age from cancer. Although my father deserted me and my mother raised me, I later wrote a book idolizing my father, not my mother. Later in life, questions arose over my real name. My birth records were sketchy. No one was able to produce a legitimate, reliable birth certificate. I grew up practicing one faith, but then converted to Christianity, as it was widely accepted in my new country. I wrote a book about my struggles growing up. It was clear to those who read my memoirs that I had difficulties accepting that my father abandoned me as a child. I became active in local politics when I was in my 30s. Then, with help behind the scenes, I literally burst onto the world scene as a candidate for national office in my 40s. They said I had a golden tongue and I could talk anyone into anything. I had a virtually non-existent resume, little work history, and no experience in leading a single organization. Yet I was a powerful speaker, and citizens were drawn to me as though I were a magnet. I drew incredibly large crowds during my public appearances. This bolstered my ego. At first, my political campaign focused on my country's foreign policy. I was very critical of my country in the last war and seized every opportunity to bash my country. But what launched my rise to national prominence were my views on the country's economy. I called my campaign a people's campaign. I was the surprise candidate because I emerged from outside the traditional path of politics and I was able to gain widespread popular support. I knew that if I merely offered the people hope, together we could change our country and the world. So I started to make my speeches sound like they were on behalf of the downtrodden, the poor, the ignorant, to include persecuted minorities. My true views were not widely known, and I kept them unknown until after I became my nation's leader. I had to carefully guard reality, as anybody could have easily found out what I really believed if they had simply read my writings and examined those people that I associated with. I'm glad they didn't do it, because then I became the most powerful man in the world, and then the world learned the truth. Who am I? I am Adolf Hitler. If you were thinking of someone else, you should be afraid.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV for a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. And Baumhauer's after the show. We hope you come and join us for that.
No.
You don't come to anything. Rosie Brock is here. Matter with you.
And here they are.
Jeb Bush. Standing there like... Is it okay to say the term cigar store Indian?
No.
That's all I have. But that's what he's standing there like, waiting to lead the welcome.
Please clap.
So the Fed, even though Biden and his goons were browbeating them to lower the interest rate, decided to just hold it steady, when they should probably, based on just simple economics, and we'll talk to Brett McDonald about it later. Look at the pricing. 30% increase in energy, 21% food at home. Overall, consumer price index up 18%.
Yeah.
Those are the numbers this jackass in the White House has delivered. And he's running around, shuffling around like a three-year-old kid with his arms out, hoping he's like a Roomba with a suit who moves until he bumps into something, then goes in a different direction, mumbling gibberish, garbage. And doesn't understand why most of the country doesn't care for him all that much or the result he's produced. Not that anybody should be surprised. Wow, stock market's performance under Joe Biden. Drudge has become such a suckhole for the left. It's unbelievable. And it wasn't that long ago the left feared Drudge because he would put the conservative point of view out there. Headline today, Stormy Daniels is terrified Trump would have her killed.
Oh,
she's a crazy woman. She's a porn star. And let's see, how many people has Donald Trump had bumped off or rumored to have bumped off so far? I think the number is zero. So it's all in your head. And there's plenty of room for it there, Stormy, because there doesn't seem to be much else going on in there. Now, if a politician of another stripe makes you feel threatened by death, I would listen to that. Because there are people... In fact, I think the Center for Disease Control should include the Clintons on their list of things that can probably kill you. Because they do. People shoot themselves in the back of their heads. All kinds of crazy things happen to people that fall out of favor with the Clintons.
Don't you think she may have been paid to say that, Greg, given her financial
situation?
That's
a good point. No, that's a good point. She probably was paid by some leftist garbage group. Yeah. God, the left has a ton of money to perpetrate their fraud on America. They really do. Assange and DOJ exploring a guilty plea to end the 14-year legal drama. Dow rallies 400 points to new record high after Federal Reserve says three rate cuts are coming this year. How can they say that? How do they know that? Inflation went up just last month. There's no indication inflation is coming down. Nothing's getting cheaper. How can they promise rate cut? That's another brand question. Please write these down, Rosie, so I don't forget. I'm going to squeeze my...
Your stress relief?
Yeah, my footballs. Okay. One in each hand to get this out. Because I can't have a repeat of what happened yesterday. Which, seriously, I almost ended up with a jacket that zips up from behind around 4.
Okay, questions for Brant.
Yes. How can the Fed promise three rate cuts when inflation just went up last month? That would be the one. And why, a rally based on that? How can that possibly end well when they don't know how can they make those promises? And why would anybody who's investing believe that that's going to happen? That's a gamble, but that's the stock market, isn't it?
Yes.
We have a call. I'll just grab it, Rosie. Here is... welcome to the show.
Hey, Greg.
Hey.
So, if you go back and listen to yesterday when Brant was talking, He mentioned yesterday that there was probably going to be three decreases in the rate. There's an election in November. Maybe that'll point to you why there's going to be a cut.
Can you repeat that?
Yes. Yesterday, Brant mentioned that late in the year, there might be price decreases in interest rates.
Oh.
And there is an election in November.
Yeah.
So that should point you to the reason why there'll be a cut late in the year.
Well, that's going to benefit invested people, but it's not going to necessarily benefit the average American. That's...
Well, it will to some degree because a lot of people need to refinance. A lot of people that are truly, truly underwater in loans, especially real estate, Considering that the market went up by 30 or 40%.
Forget real estate. The number of people that are underwater on their car loans right now is at a record high. People can't even do that.
I talked to a guy the other day that does repos.
Uh-huh.
And he said there are 300 cars per day.
Wow.
Hitting the list for repo in Montgomery, Alabama.
Wow.
Is that ridiculous or what?
That's crazy.
It
speaks to the true state of the economy because you've got the lion's share of the media bleeding whatever Bezos schmears that the administration's telling them to. Inflation economy, one of top voter concerns. Well, it should be, you numbnuts. What the hell did you vote for this guy in the first place for? What did Joe Biden tell you that made you think for 1 second things would get better?
Well, y'all have a great afternoon.
No.
Thanks.
Yes. Look at these headlines. Trump vows to overturn Biden's anti-American EV mandate. This dumb son of a bitch. We have... thousands of acres filled with electric vehicles that nobody's buying because they're too expensive and they're not practical. They're not practical. They're not. And when people are paying more for everything else, they're not as inclined to take on a higher car payment.
Yeah.
So instead of making us more energy independent and acknowledging how clean cars now the cars that are coming off the assembly line, gasoline-powered cars, in terms of fuel efficiency and exhaust, as David Blackman says, it's CO2. The trees love it. It helps them thrive. He's doubling down on that. He wants half the cars in the United States to be EVs by 2032. That is insane. That is not going to happen. And it's putting car dealers in an awful spot. I don't think the Constitution has anything in it that would allow the government to force you to buy a particular type of vehicle. That's how America got founded, because the government at that time, which was England, oppressive. That's why we became independent, because we got tired of being told what we could do and what we could have, and that's all they want to do, these people. That's all they want to do. And why anybody is sitting around saying, yeah, give me more, get out of here. I'm not buying that for one second. Joe Biden is so underwater on every freaking issue. But it still bothers me, even if 32% think the economy's okay. What the hell's wrong with them? How are you immune to what the rest of us are experiencing? That's just nuts. We'll talk to David Blackman about that tomorrow when we take our second cup of idiocracy here on Happy Hour after we rejoin Mark Robert.
Yeah.
We have not had a chance to talk to last week. He was busy with their Youngstown, Ohio meetup. And then there's this. Ketanji, who I was starting to think maybe she's really taking her job seriously. Listen.
I mean, I definitely think she could be disqualified. We've got this new commission in Georgia that's looking, hopefully looking into this, and they could disqualify her. She's facing re-election. She's got two opponents right now. So there's a lot of other checks and balances that are in place. Plus, more information can come forward, and we are continuing to investigate.
The attorney who exposed the Fani Willis and Nathan Wade affair is now leading an emergency appeal of the judge's ruling to keep Willis on the Georgia election interference case. The defense argues Wade's resignation is not enough. Constitutional law attorney and Fox News contributor Jonathan Turley joins me now. There was one other part of her Fox.
I want to pause that. Fox does this. They put a headline about one story, and then you get a video that bursts out about a different topic. But I want to go back to Ketanji Brown, because she's worried that the First Amendment might be getting in the way of the government's attempt to censor social media.
Yeah. Duh.
I can't believe something that monumentally ignorant was uttered by a Supreme Court justice, although we've had a few. Is that going to come up here with Jonathan Turley? Why don't we listen to this? Jonathan Turley always has something worth hearing, so let's see what's there.
Friend's interview that I thought was very interesting. Let's play that for you here. It's about the money. Watch.
There's a lot of different funds that the district attorney gets. They get federal funds, they get state funds, and particularly what you were asking about is forfeiture funds. That's when the government takes someone's property or takes someone's money. And then the district attorney has those funds and they're able to use them. The thing is, the law has very specific requirements for how you can use those. And so she's getting federal forfeiture money, and that is being used to pay Nathan Wade. We've tracked over $100,000 in payments to him just from forfeiture funds.
All right, Jonathan Turley, what do you think is going to happen next? And does her point about the money focus the mind? I mean, a lot of these stories, we have to remind ourselves, follow the money. And when you do, you get to a different conclusion.
Right, Dana. The difference is, of course, the federal government doesn't operate entirely on a cash basis the way Willis and Wade did. So there's actually a record that you can follow. And there are limits on how you use the funding coming from forfeiture and other sources. So that may cause a problem for the office. But I also felt that the Fox interview with Merchant was really quite interesting. You know, she was treated in a shabby and unfair way by Willis's office. You know, they attacked her on the first day of the hearing and said that she was unethical and had violated professional standards by raising this. The court ultimately vindicated her. It found that Wade had to go, and if he didn't, the whole office would go. So she prevailed. She showed that she had a good faith basis as an attorney in raising these issues in her motions. It was an incredibly disgraceful attack by this office. And what was disturbing is that Willis had her office really resisting every effort to disclose evidence that would ultimately lead the court to disqualify one of the two. And now the question is, how can you do that and not disqualify them both? You know, essentially, Willis ratified and incorporated the testimony of Wade.
Right.
If he was lying, so was she.
It is interesting to watch this, because I imagine also that Wade and Fonnie probably don't talk that much anymore, imagine. But hey, we don't know for sure. We can find out. I also want to ask you about this. The Supreme Court's had this pretty big week of hearing a lot of cases on Wednesday.
Hopefully, this will have a Ketanji Brown comment. Let's give it a listen. It changed! What kind of crap is this, Fox? You
now
suck.
We turn to something.
I don't want him on my show. Get him out of here. Let's go back to Jonathan Turner.
Actually tell a private company. And Sylvia Gonzalez, she was charged with violating a Texas law. And for sure, we can find out. I just want to ask you about this. The Supreme Court's had this pretty big week.
I heard it.
Of hearing a lot of cases, on ones that you care about a lot. I know you care about free speech, and you talk about it a lot. This is today, Texas Councilwoman Sylvia Gonzalez, she was charged with violating a Texas law. And she says that wasn't right. Listen to her here from yesterday.
Freedom of speech is a very important thing that we have in our country, and we should be able to use it.
And if you look across the board today, there was Murthy versus Missouri. This is the censorship case. Can the government actually tell a private company to censor somebody,
no.
An individual in America? There was the NRA versus Vullo and Gonzalez versus Trevino. This is this one about probable cause. What do you think the court's getting at here?
Well, there are indeed important First Amendment cases here. Someone associated with the free speech community, we're all on edge. It was chilling in the social media case to hear justices like Jackson repeatedly say, what's the problem with the government coercing speech? Why shouldn't they when there are really troubling periods that where the government's acting within, like in the pandemic?
Pausing there, reminding you that everything they told us in the pandemic was a lie. Mm-hmm. And there are still people suffering from those lies. And the hell we had to pay if we dared criticize His Highness Fauci and the rest of those liars. Big pharma tools. Let's continue.
And many of us really sort of were agape at that because, you know, much of what the government did on censorship was wrong.
Yeah.
There's many things that they were censoring by scientists who were fired and disciplined and barred from social media in some cases. They were vindicated ultimately on things like the origin of the virus, showing that it's not just a possibility. Many consider it the leading possibility. Closing of schools. They were vindicated on many of those things. And yet you had Jackson saying, I don't see why the government can't coerce social media. So we're all very concerned where the government will land there. Gonzalez had many of us at hello. Her case is hugely important because people are being targeted by a weaponized system these days, and that case could put that front and center.
And will these cases most likely will get answers by the end of June?
Yes, and the Vullo case is also, you have to consider it with Gonzalez, because in Vullo, what the New York government was doing was attacking the revenue sources of organizations like the NRA that they didn't like, telling them you better not be doing business with the NRA. We've seen that out of the Biden administration. They've been funding grants to create blacklists, targeting conservative, libertarian sites to try to squeeze them and deny them funding. So these cases have sweeping implications.
It's right on all of that. And every year, it seems, we got to go through this last week of June thing with the Supreme Court as to whether or not we're going to be a free country still. It's just, it boggles the mind. There's a justice that's not only ignorant, but has no idea how this country was founded in the first place. It's beyond baffling, Rosie.
I know. It is.
It is. I mean, the First Amendment's getting in the way of the government's desire to censor its people. And we have, it seems like I said this yesterday, we have the balls to worry about what Vladimir Putin's doing. He's in our White House. Except Putin himself has a little more going for himself than the guy we got. President Roomba. It's just mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. But don't worry, be happy. Like the song once said, one way you can be happy is to set your cares aside and join us at Bomb Hours tonight. Right after the show, our Wednesday night gathering there. And we love, love, love welcoming new people. And we hear this, it's so funny. I've heard a number of different people say, well, it took me years just to get in the building the same night you guys were there, and I was too shy to come up and say hello. And you know, I get all that. I'm basically a very shy person.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
No, it's true. I'm hiding behind a microphone here. I don't have to be social. Sometimes I'm even antisocial. But it's a great group. Y'all have this radio station in common. And many, many friendships. And one marriage now.
Right.
One, it's an engagement, but it's going to be a marriage. That's come out of the group. And for a bunch of folks, these Wednesday night gatherings, it's their night out during the week. Get a break. Have some good food. And save money. You can fight inflation by trying some of the menu items at Baumhauer's, like the Inflation Bites menu. This is a big favorite. And they have so many great items under 10 bucks. I mean, a real meal with a beverage. Like the char-grilled dipping chicken. Fresh boho marinated char-grilled chicken breast seasoned with lemon pepper, sliced and served with white barbecue sauce. That's a personal favorite. Get yourself a big plate of onion strings for $7.99. That chicken I just mentioned is $8.99. The tailgate burger at $8.99. That's a third of a pound of ground beef. Comes with all the fixings, fries, and a beverage. You're paying more than that for some of the stuff you're picking up at a drive-thru window. The non-ranch BLT at $9.99. This is my personal favorite because it's non-bread is a very hearty bread. And when you have a whole slew of slices of applewood bacon with tomatoes and lettuce and things that are just slightly moist, this binds them together into one delicious crunch.
It is good.
And the bacon, with Rosie as my witness,
yes,
extends beyond the edge, yeah, of the bread. So you get to eat the, you got to eat the bacon first to get to the rest of the sandwich. Because,
yep,
applewood bacon is long. The fajita wrap at $9.99. The barbecue yardbird platter at $9.99. The Bam Bam chicken, the char-grilled Jamaican jerk chicken at $9.99. These are meals that will fill you up and not, you know, break your bank. They do have a wing special. That's 1 pound of traditional wings served with curly fries. Choose your sauce. And they've got some great ones. $12.99 for that. Iced tea, soda with that. I mean, that's what you call real value at a time when we're all being just clobbered by inflation. So give it some thought. Come and join us tonight at Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard, and you can browse all of the menus and everything else they do there at Baumhauer's.com. Coming up, when we come back, I've got to talk about Tree Masters, because today was the day they came to the house, and I got to watch these people do just some absolutely amazing stuff. We're putting together a little photo montage. We took out 3 trees, pruned back another. The neighbors were so amazed at the work they were doing and the professionalism that they got 2 other jobs while they were at my place,
good,
which made me feel great, because that's Arrowhead. They do good work, and it's a very green city. But I got to tell you, from the moment they showed up, the result looks just incredible. And now my pool will not be filled with things that fly off these crepe myrtle trees, whatever that stuff is. I'm not really sure. And I want to thank Todd Clark and his team, Bobby Clark, for the great work they did out at the house this afternoon. Anyway, join us at Baumhauer's tonight. After the show, we'll remind you a couple of more times between now and 6 o'clock. What is Ramaswamy saying? Oh, unprecedented attacks on Donald Trump. How could any attack by a Democrat be unprecedented at this point? That's all they do. They never talk about how they're going to come up with a new plan. They just attack him. They're worthless. All right, I'm going to go smoke.
And now, Morgan Freeman's Springtime Memories.
April 7th, 2002. I was with my wife while she was shopping for a sundress when I saw a beautiful yellow fedora. I just knew I had to have it. My wife said, "What makes you think your big head's gonna look good in that hat?" I laughed and said, "What makes you think your big ass is gonna look good in that dress?" That was 13 years ago. We still sleep in separate beds.
That was another of Morgan Freeman's springtime memories.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
A little earlier, Atlanta Highway out near Jim and Nick's, 6600 block. Please use caution. Watch out for those folks. Traffic very busy all over Montgomery on the boulevards, I-65 and 85, light to moderate. And we've got a good bit of traffic crap on Millbrook with Tumka, but nobody is really causing any major problems anywhere. Buckle up. We will keep you updated. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call FabInnovations today.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
3:34, before we get to Blue Water News, I'm reminded that, and I meant to ask Eddie to stay for a second, because he probably is familiar with these laws, but in New York, you can get arrested for trying to throw people off property you own, because they're squatters, and squatters have rights. What the is that all about? This is insane. This is all insane. And yet it goes on day after day. And I'm looking at a poll here that Trump and Biden are tied at 43. Thanks a lot there, RFK Junior. These marginal candidates always, you know, sometimes they can screw up an election. But I see different reports as to who RFK is hurting and polling more, Trump or Biden. I really don't know. But that's stupid. That's pissing away your vote. It's one or the other. And the other, it's just great. And by the way, here's a story. On the rate cut today, Powell will lower rates dramatically by the end of the year to help Biden win. This is how it works. That an agency that should have absolutely no political prejudice whatsoever, whose fealty should be to make the right decision for the American economy. They're going to do this to help Joe Biden win an election because we're all going to lose. And now I need to smoke again.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Alabama lawmakers on Tuesday gave final approval to a bill that would restrict diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at state agencies and universities. The bill would also prohibit public school systems from sponsoring DEI programs. The bill now goes to Governor Kay Ivey for her signature to become law. A correctional officer at Julia Tutwiler Prison has resigned after being charged with using an official position for personal gain. Toshiba Watkins was arrested when an ADOC investigation determined she had received at least $1,000 in Cash App payments from an inmate. The third annual Battle of Goat Hill, where members of the Alabama House and State Senate put aside their political differences for a mostly friendly softball game, takes place tonight at Biscuit Stadium. Tickets to just $10, which goes to benefit the Big Oak Ranch. First pitch, 5:30 tonight. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Good news. Temperatures are starting to moderate, and even the nights are not going to be quite as cold. Partly cloudy tonight with the overnight low temperature in the mid-40s. I've got us around 45. Tomorrow high in the low to mid-70s, a sun and cloud mix. Then scattered showers returning to the forecast Thursday night and then through Friday. But the good news is we'll be dry this weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's slowly marching north from South America.
Build that wall! Build that wall!
Just yesterday, it crossed the equator.
We immediately surged to the border.
And soon, it will be at America's doorstep.
It's an invasion.
No, it's the sun. It's on its way north because it's spring. Why is everything so political in this country? Spring is a good thing. And that's one thing all Americans can agree on.
This is the first full day of spring. Yesterday was a chilly start, but it really didn't begin till last night. So technically, most of yesterday happened during the winter. Here's another gem. By the way, Citizen Free Press is a great resource. If you want headlines, you can scan them. If you want to dig deeper on a story, you can do that. That's where I found this. Harvard professor Christina Cross, no relation to Chris Cross of Ride Like the Wind fame, is a rising star in the field of critical race studies. What is that? What does that mean, critical race studies? It's bullcrap is what it is.
Yeah.
It's simply nothing more than another tool of advancement for the leftist agenda. Because everybody's feelings are getting hurt. Anyway, this is what Harvard has working on the staff. earned a PhD from the University of Michigan, secured the support of the National Science Foundation, garnered attention from the New York Times, where she published an influential article titled The Myth of the Two-Parent Home. Up your ass with the two-parent home myth. That's what we need. If we had more two-parent homes, we would have less crime and more successful young people.
Absolutely.
The myth. What an ass. Let me continue here. Cross's 2019 dissertation, The Color, Class, and Context of Family Structure and Its Association with Children's Educational Performance. Doesn't that sound like a $25 pile of garbage? The Color, Class, and Context of Family Structure and Its Association with Children's Educational Performance. This is nothing more than pseudo intellectual bezelschmizen. That's all it is. But the bigger the pile of this garbage you can generate, I guess the more money you make. It won a slate of awards, including the American Sociological Association Dissertation Award and the ProQuest Distinguished Dissertation Award, and helped catapult her onto the Harvard faculty. According to a new complaint filed with Harvard's Office of Research Integrity, however, Cross's work is compromised by multiple instances of plagiarism.
Oh.
Just like the a-hole in the White House, she's a thief. She steals intellectual property. When you take the words that somebody else has crafted based on information they gathered and you claim it as your own, you're a thief. And I'd rather have you steal my car than my thoughts. According to that complaint, there are multiple instances of verbatim plagiarism. I mean, not even, you know, look, I did book reports and stuff in school. A lot of us use Cliff Notes and things, but at least if you were taking the information from a book and putting it into something you had to turn into a teacher, you would change a few words. Right?
Not verbatim.
Not copy it verbatim, but this is verbatim plagiarism. The author of this at cityjournal.org, I've obtained a copy of the complaint, which documents a pattern of misappropriation in Cross's dissertation and one other academic paper. The complaint begins with a dozen allegations of plagiarism related to the dissertation that range in severity from small hits of duplicative language, which may not constitute an offense, to multiple passages heavily plagiarized from other sources without proper attribution.
And Harvard draws them like a magnet, Greg.
It's the biggest full of crap university in America. This is not a one-off error. Later in the paper, Cross lifts another full paragraph from Bosick and Fothby with minor word substitutions without placing the copied language in quotation marks or properly citing the authors. This is the left. They're thieves. If they're not stealing your money through the use of, you know, grant, the money we hand out in grants for the dumbest stuff. The dumbest stuff. And we're doing it here. We might go into detail on that sometime. And some of the ways we are spending Montgomery grant money. And anyway, there you go. So that's Harvard for you right there. Okay? What else do you want to know today?
That's like the addendum to the 1619 project.
And there's another group.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hold my tongue here. I'm doing the best I can. All right, now this is audio from a new video dropped from Cash Patel. What are Nancy Pelosi and Muriel Bowser hiding? Insurrection exoneration.
I was in the Oval Office on that day, days prior to January 6th, with the Secretary of Defense, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and others, and President Trump. And he authorized, as the law requires, 10 to 20,000 National Guardsmen and women to be utilized around the country.
Mayor Bowser's letter where she declined the National Guard authorization from President Trump.
To be clear, the District of Columbia is not requesting other federal law enforcement personnel and discourages any additional employment.
Communications between the leader of the Capitol Police and their chain of command to the DOD refusing our request before January 6th.
Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman blamed the Capitol Police
Pelosi and the Capitol Police on January 4th or 5th.
Did you, as required by law, authorize that?
100%. Nancy Pelosi turned it down.
It was a Fed's direction. They knew the fix was in.
Yeah, the fix was
in. Secretary of the Army was supposed...
Listen to this drunken sot. This old bag who has way too much power and way too much money. When are we going to get around to saying, look, if you're going to be serving in Congress, you're not allowed to invest money or anything of that. They'll find a way around it. But to make the point, there's just too many people that go to Congress and get real rich real fast. They amass, they're paid $175,000 a year. It's a good salary. Maybe not for that market, but still. But somehow they all wind up millionaires. Most of them anyway.
It's really a tragedy.
Intelligence available before January 6th identified plans to, quote, invade the Capitol.
That's Liz Cheney. You old bitch. You old cow. Sorry. No, I'm not.
Immediately shared that information
with D.C. and Capitol Police.
If you knew about this, why didn't you call in the guard?
President Trump gave no order to deploy the National Guard.
That's a... Ooh, I almost dropped an F-bomb. That's a forking lie. That's perjury. That's Liz Cheney. She's on the committee. We got people in jail over this. For years. You can murder somebody and walk out the next day, but if you were anywhere near Washington, D.C., and you don't vote the way they like, you could be in jail, or you already are. Because you were there. While they hatched this plot, this entrapment, this has got to see the light of day, and these people need to be out of jail. This is we don't have a justice system, we have an injustice system now. Because your future, if you're in a court of law, may have everything to do with how you vote or how you think, and that's just not the way we're supposed to be. Last I checked,
conspiracy to defraud the United States.
That's Adam Schiff. Why does Adam Schiff look like somebody should roll a condom down his entire body? I'm just asking for...
And attempting to obstruct an official proceeding.
Oh, and that's the bearded jackass that's doing the document thing. None of these cases are really going their way, except this bond that Trump has to put up. I don't know how they're going to do that. But the idea sickens me that fat ass in New York can run around and claim all of his properties. Just take him away. It's unbelievable. Squatter.
What's going on here is a massive cover-up by Pelosi and the Democrats.
It will make Christopher Steele and Danchenko look like the teacup ride at Disney World.
Who goes to the extent of destroying encrypting documents?
The only insurrectionists are the Nancy Pelosi's and Mayor Bowser's of the world and this January Unselect Committee.
Tony Ornato, another one of those witnesses we didn't get to see the full transcript of. He testifies, you darn right that Donald Trump authorized 10,000 National Guard.
Barry Loudermilk made criminal referrals for obstruction.
Liz Cheney and Adam Schiff buried this exculpatory evidence of Donald Trump.
And everybody that's listening is so aroused by this. I don't know. Maybe I'm on the wrong topic here. It's just incredible, man. This is, and it just gets worse. Here's a headline. Sayonara, woke dumbass of Ireland. I got to find out what this is. Maybe it'll be something that'll make us laugh. Ireland Prime Minister resigns in shame after blistering defeat. This tool tried to make the Irish Constitution more woke, and Irish people said, hell no. I think most people are saying that. We don't need woke. Woke is darkness. You have to be in darkness to believe what they preach. It's garbage. Let's see what we can get on. Oh, now the little wheel has to turn around. Can we get high-speed internet here someday? I'm just asking. Maybe we can work out a deal with somebody. Sky News. Now, if I refresh this, it'll shut the volume off. So let's see how fast I can move these hands.
I had the privilege to serve for the past 20 years as a public representative, 13 as a member of cabinet, 7 as leader of my party, and most of those as Taoiseach of this great country. It has been the most fulfilling time of my life.
Yeah, we loved it too.
Working with colleagues, I've had the honour of helping to lead Ireland from unemployment to full employment, from a budget deficit to budget surplus, from austerity to prosperity.
See, that's all good, because that's what a leader's supposed to do. But he's not supposed to tell you how to think or what pronouns to use. Where did that start?
Through a pandemic in which we saved lives and livelihoods.
No, you killed people. Stop lying.
Through Brexit, when we prevented a hard border between North and South and protected our place in Europe. I'm proud that we've made the country a more equal and more modern place when it comes to the rights of children, the LGBT community, equality for women, and their bodily autonomy.
In other words,
abortion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
More recently, we've led the country through an inflation and cost of living crisis, the worst of which is now thankfully behind us. We've made significant steps towards affordable childcare and universal healthcare, making access to both more affordable for more people.
You know, we hear the same thing here, don't we? Healthcare, more affordable, more available, it's worse than ever! Yet, Republicans had a chance to do away with that. And they crossed their legs and made sure their panties were on good and tight so nobody could see anything. And refused to do it. It's great because right now we're seeing Ohio last night. The Trump guy kicked butt. So there's another sign. And this is the thing. We're going to go into this election with tremendous momentum. If we don't win, it's a fix. And God help us when people wake up to that.
We've made work pay better with the implementation of a national living wage, statutory sick pay, lower personal taxes, improved family leave, allowing parents to spend more time with their children in those crucial early years.
So why did they throw your ass out, man? Well, what happened? They don't like your neckties? Your haircut sucks. That I gotta say, this guy has a haircut. I think his barber, maybe Curly from the Three Stooges, I'm not sure. Really, he looked. Oh, a phone call. Let's see what the listeners are thinking. Hello?
Yeah, hey. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, you were talking about the healthcare thing. You forget we took the financial payment out of it by making everybody, you know, by taking a $600 mandatory out of it.
Huh?
Do you not remember when they had a chance to vote on the, maybe you're supposed to pay $600 if you didn't have health care? Remember, we took that out of the program.
I'm not sure. Please inform me. I want to understand what the point you're trying to make.
All right. Back during the Trump administration, the final phase of the Health Care Act was going into play, mm-hmm. which would have meant everybody had to pay a minimum amount, or you know, you had to have a health insurance, or you had to pay $600 out of your tax refund.
Yeah, or go to jail.
Right, and that, see, what that would have done is that would have funded it, but it also would have made people realize what was happening to them. Mm-hmm. You know, that was a move that was made that sounded great at the time, but it ended up biting us in the butt because, see, nobody remembers it. On top of the fact, it made the program permanently run in the hole.
Yeah, it's a disaster. Everything is more expensive, especially in the realm of healthcare.
I think we realize that. I think we all know. Because if I remember, the talk was only 35 or 40 million people didn't have it. And of that group that didn't have it, like half didn't want it. Yeah, right. It was a total waste of time to even do.
It was. It was just about power. That's all they do is find new ways to usurp our freedoms and add power that they wield back against us. Like, you better get that COVID shot, or you may lose your job, or we may, whatever. You know, everything is done under coercion, because nobody wants their ideas. They got to be lubricated and shoved down our throats. I could have said something worse, but I didn't. Thanks for the call.
Have a good one. Thank you.
All of this magnificent orchestration of facts and sound clips that I put together, and one gentleman was inspired to call. That clock you hear ticking, it ticks for me. 3:55. Life can hand you lemons. Sometimes you'll go through an extended period where everything is sailing along smoothly, and then all of a sudden, it's not just one lemon. You get hit with a whole cluster of them. It's what you do in those circumstances that really makes the difference in the outcome. So, if you are dealing or confronting a divorce, maybe you're already divorced and the person you left behind or divorced from wants more support, or they want to move to another part of the country with your children. These are the kinds of things that can turn us inside out. And I understand it because it happened to me. And I don't want you to make the mistakes I did. I tried to manage it myself. Why pay an attorney? That was stupid. And I made everything worse. And not only that, the consequence of my stupid decisions, I ended up drunker, unemployable, and miserable. I don't want anybody to have to go through that. So that's why I heartily suggest, if you're facing a life or family situation where you need legal help, reach out to Delk and Tomlinson. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, it's the passion of their advocacy on your behalf, in addition to their experience and legal expertise, that make the big difference. You need to sit, these two women, whether you sit with both one or the other, they will put together a plan. They will take the situation off your hands and say, here's what we're going to do. You give it to them and let them do their job, and things are going to get better faster. But when you try to meddle in it, or you're working around them, the consequences could be very unhappy, to say the least. They handle adoptions, almost any matter of family law. In fact, the entire menu of their services is available at their web address, which is thealabamafamilylawyers.com. Wills, friend Bo, Dinah, they went over and had theirs done. That is the greatest act of kindness you can do for your loved ones. Because if anything happens, we all think it's never going to be me, but if it is, what about the people you're leaving behind? Are they getting a mess? Nobody's going to know what you want? Or where that your stuff is, that's what a will is. It's a little peace of mind. And 99% of the time, it's in a box or in a file somewhere until you have your timely passing. And then it's needed. But sometimes it doesn't work that way. So, and it doesn't cost much either to get it done. Just get it done so there's a legal guideline for how you want your resources distributed should something happen. Reach out for a consultation at 819-4810. I'm only scratching the surface on the services that they offer. But whether you're in a court of law, judges' chambers, a Zoom conference, you want to know that the people out in front of your situation are fighting tooth and nail for your best interest. That I can promise you. From Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It is 3:58. Traffic and SRN News coming up in a couple of minutes.
Well, we continue to be busy all over the area this afternoon. We're seeing a pretty good bit of traffic now on East Boulevard, East South Boulevard. Troy Highway outbound is building just a bit. I-65 and 85 are busy through downtown. No major problems anywhere around the area. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us busy and all clear at the moment. We'll have to drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Spring is coming in Premier Place. Shop Bath and Body Works. Cuts by us, Hourglass Optical, Shoe Carnival, Faro Vape and Phone Repair, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. Wendell J., Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out. And